Okay, the mitzvah today that we're going to do now is mitzvah Tes Zayin, 16th mitzvah. Again, the first time we have two mitzvahs in one day. We got to make up. I wanted to make up for the one or two I missed earlier in the week. It's a mitzvah Tes Zayin. Mitzvah of Shelo Lishbar Etzem Min HaPesach. One is not allowed to break the bones of the Karban Pesach. Continuing the mitzvahs related to Karban Pesach. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo Lishbar Etzem, we call Atmos HaPesach, from any bone in the Karban Pesach. Not only is it roasted whole, as we've spoken about before, the mitzvah to roast it, but one is not allowed to break any bones when one eats it. Shenemar Ve'etzem Losish Beruvo. As it says, a bone you shall not break. It's a very sharp thought. It's quoted in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Mivilna, the brother of Rav Chaim Mivolozhin. Quotes that if you look, the mitzvah that we did earlier today, and this mitzvah, they're in the same pasuk. The pasuk says, Lo sotzi min habayis min habasar chutza. Don't take out the basar of the Karan Pesach from outside the chabur. Rav etzem losish bruvo, and don't break the bones. If you look closely in the Torah, the first half of the pasuk is in Lashon Yachid, Lo totzi, not totziu. Well, the second half of the pasuk, so don't take out the Karan Pesach, that's in Lashon Yachid. But the second half of the pasuk is etzem losish bruvo. That's in the plural. Why is the first half of the pasuk in Lashon Yachid, the second half in Lashon Rabim? So Shlomo Zalman Mivilna is quoted here in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav in Parshas Bo, that there's a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Ein motzi achar motzi, avol yeshover achar shover. What does that mean? Once, the mitzvah that we did earlier, mitzvah tezvav, if you're not allowed to take out the Karan Pesach outside the chabura. What if I take it out? What if somebody else continues to take it out once it's outside? Do they get an additional avera? The answer is no. Once it's out, it's out. You can't make it more out. Once it's out of the chabur, it's finished. Ein motzi achar motzi. But yesh shover achar shover. If I take a bone of the Karan Pesach and I break it, and then somebody else comes and breaks that same bone more, they also get the avera. Yesh shover achar shover. Every time you break it, it's another avera. So that's what's alluded to, suggests from Shlomo Zalman Mivilna in the pasuk. The first half of the pasuk is lo sotzi, it's singular, because only one person can violate. Lo sotzi min habayis min habasar chutza. The etzem lo sish bruvo. Etzem, nobody breaks the lashon rabim, because even more than one person could be able to violate that. Maybe it's a hitting to that Yerushalmi. A second answer given, then we'll move on. A second answer given also to the why is the first half Lashon Yachid, the second half Lashon Rabim, quoted here in the Motzei Shalal Rav, is connecting to a halacha that we learned in the previous Mishnah as well. We learned that this isser of taking out the Karan Pesach, taking it out of the Makom HaChabura, is only if one follows like in Hilcha Shabbos. One does an Akira, you lift it up, and a Hanacha, you put it down. You have to have a full-fledged Maisa Hotzah with an Akira and a Hanacha. That's what happens, that's by the Avera of Hotzah. So, but here, by breaking it, what if two people come together, hold a bone, and break it together? So Lachor, they're both Chayef. Two people could do the act. So maybe that's another reason. Well, that's the hint. Lo sotzi, it's singular because one person has to do it start to finish. Mashe'enke, when it comes to the bone, as an losish bruvo, can be two people at once. Two people get a bone and break it together, so they would both violate. Okay, so that just has to do with the pasuk that the Sefer HaChinuch quotes for the breaking of the bone. We don't break bones, as an losish bruvo. Misharshiyah mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, what's the shorish of the mitzvah? What's the top behind the mitzvah? As he said before, Lizkar Nisei Mitzrayim. So to remember the miracles, everything connected to the Karan Pesach, to remember the miracles, he's going to say something though specific in a few minutes. Kamosha Kasavnu Ba'acheiros. Just like you write by all the other mitzvahs that have to do with Karan Pesach. V'gamze gizo min ha'shorish nizkar. This is also a geza, a sprout from this idea. She'in kavod l'bnei malachim v'yoatzei aretz. Like we said earlier, you don't eat in the street when you're in royalty. You eat at home. You don't leave the house. So too, it's not coveted for royalty to break the bones and to eat in a ravenous manner. People eat b'derech eretz and calmly. That's how kings eat. If somebody's poor and doesn't have anything, they try to get every little piece of meat, piece of flesh off of these bones, and you break it to try to see what's inside. So that's not for b'nei malachim. And when we became B'nai Malachim, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, that is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from us. Lo ya'us la'asos kacha ki'im Allah niyei ha'am hara'evim. Hungry, starving people do that, but not B'nai Yisrael. V'yalkein, therefore, betchilas bo'enu, li'oskulas kol ha'amim, mamlechas kohanim va'am kadosh. Right when we became, the birth of our nation was tonight. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to remember, we are a nation of kings. U'b'chal shana v'shana b'oso azman, roi lanu la'asos masim hamarim banu hamare hagadola. Alinu la ba'osasha. Every year at this time, we have to relive and re-experience what we did at that moment when we became HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nation, a nation of royalty, and therefore we act like kings as well. And therefore that's the first idea. Kings don't eat like this, trying to get every tiny little bit out, so too we're not allowed to break the bones as well. I saw the Chassam Sofer in a drasha, has an amazing pshat also. What's a different message? What's the point of breaking the bones? Why dafka this karbon? Out of all the karbonis, this is the one that has the tzivui. Etzem losish brufa. Why dafka this karbon? So the Chassam Sofer writes in one of his drashas in Chelek Beis that there are different psukim that David HaMelech mentions it to Hillam. Some of them talk about bones. Kol atzmosai tamarna Hashem michamocha. All my bones sing out to you, Hashem. Who is like you? Matzil ani mechazik mimenu. We say it in Nishmas, right? Kol atzmosai tamarna Hashem michamocha. All my bones. And another pasuk, Kshomer kol atzmosav achas mehin lo nishbara. We say it Shabbos morning. Hashem guards all my bones. So you see, some psukim in Tehillim talk about bones, the bones of a person. Save my bones. And yet, right, it's going to be next week is Rosh Chodesh. What do we say in Baruch Hinafshi? Baruch Hinafshi es Hashem, v'chol kiravai eshem kadsho. All my innards praise you. Everything inside, not just the bones. So why does David HaMelech sometimes mention bones and sometimes mention innards? So says the Chassam Sofer, he quotes Rabbeinu Bachai in Parshas Vayishlach. Rabbeinu Bachai, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, Rabbeinu Bachai, at the beginning of every parsha, quotes a pasuk in Mishlei and has two pages explaining the pasuk in Mishlei, and that's a lead-in to the parsha. That's Rabbeinu Bachai's style. He talks about a pasuk in Mishlei, and then he goes into the parsha. So, beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, he talks about a pasuk in Mishlei, which he interprets as tzaddikim many times in life are downtrodden, and they're pushed down by the Rishayim, and they're pushed down by difficulties, and it's as if they're drowning in tit, in mud. It's as if they're drowning, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu never lets them drown totally. It's just like you put some mud, some dirt into water, eventually the water is going to become clear again because the dirt's going to settle to the bottom. So too, if you have a tzaddik who gets pushed down, eventually he's going to float to the top. Eventually he's going to become clean. Eventually he'll come back up. So says Rabbeinu Bachai, when David HaMelech is talking about when he's getting galus and when he's downtrodden and when he's getting pushed down, he used the lashon of bones. He's only bones. That's all that's left. Kol asmosai tamarna. Matzil ani mechazik mimenu. It's talking about when he's downtrodden. So then he uses the lashon of bones to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves me, even if I'm all the way at the bottom, he's going to save me. Or the other pasuk, achas meilonish bara. Right? Shomar kol asmosav. But when he's David HaMelech on top of the world, baruch hinafshi es Hashem v'chol karavai. So that's the whole body there. But what do the bones symbolize? That even when it's dichducha shel nefesh, even when a person is lowly all the way down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to save him. So says the Chassam Sofer now. Let's bring it home. The Karban Pesach is a karban about HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving us, even though we were at the 49th level of Tumah. Even though the Mitzrayim were killing us, and they were jumping on us and pouncing on us, and throwing our babies into the Nile River. But still, we might have been like David HaMelech said, Kol Atzmosai Tomarna. We were all the way at the level of Atzamos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let our bones break. He didn't let us get totally ruined. That's the message. Etzem L'Sish Bruvo. When it comes to Karban Pesach, don't break the bones. It'll help us remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let our bones get broken in Mitzrayim, but He redeemed us. And that's also why we're going to see a little bit later, I'll mention it now, Chassam Sofer ends off, it only applies to kosher Karban Pesach. So Karban Pesach B'tumah, a Karban Pesach puzzle, there's no way of breaking the bones. Because this promise is only to B'ksherim. The ones that follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu have this promise of Kol Atzmosai, Masal ani mechazig yemenu, but not when it comes to the psulim. So that's the drash of Chassam Sofer. It's also quoted here in Kibbutzei Shal Rav on page Kuf Samach and Kuf Samach Aleph in Shmos. Okay, so those are two ideas back to the chinuch related to the Isra breaking the bones. Number one, to be like royalty, and number two, to remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't let our bones get broken. But then the Sefer HaChinuch adds, last line, Umitocha Maisa V'Adimyon Shanachnu Osim, through the action that we do, Nikva B'Nafsho Seinu HaDavar Lo'olam, this will become set in our hearts. And now the Sefer HaChinuch says something, probably the most famous idea in the entire Sefer HaChinuch, which he mentions at least 10 to 15 times throughout the Sefer. The first time he says it, and the most elaborate time that he says it is right here in Mitzvah Tazayin. Here we go. V'al tachshov b'ni, my son, don't think, Why is he saying bini? He's calling all of us kids? Yes, but if you remember, we mentioned in the Hakdama of this of the Hakdama Shir, he wrote this sefer for his son to learn with his friend with his for his son to learn with his friends on Friday nights. So he's talking to his son. V'al tachshov bini l'tfos advarei v'lomar. Don't grab me, my son, to think. V'lama yiz, and maybe this has bothered a number of us over the last couple of days. V'lama ze yitzave usano Hashem yisbarach lasos kol eilu l'zichron osu anes. There are so many mitzvahs that are zeichel yitzias Mitzrayim. So many mitzvahs related to Karan Pesach. Don't take it out. Don't leave it over. Don't break the bones. Shechting it and roasting it. What do you need? One thing, one mitzvah. And the Ramban asks the same question. The Ramban asks in, What about Kiddush? Or what about Pidyon HaBen? You know how many mitzvahs? Mezuzah, tefillah. You know how many mitzvahs? Zechel, Tzias, Mitzrayim? Why so many? Kilo mi chachma titpaseinu al zeh. That's not a question asked out of chachma, my son. Why? Hateyaz dechau shama, line 8, da. If you have an underlining chinuch, here it is. Ki ha'adam nif'al kafi pu'ulosav. Famous line of the chinuch. We are influenced by our activities. Whatever our activities we are involved in, that influences who we are. V'libo v'chol machshavosav tamid, achar maisav shu osav emim tov v'imra. If we're involved in positive activities, we will become positive people. Afilu rasha gomer bilvavo, even if I'm a terrible person inside. Inside, I'm a terrible guy. V'chol yetzer machshavos libo rak rak alayam, and I have a taiva to do evil. If I spend my day in doing chesed, if I spend my entire day doing chesed, you know what? I'm going to become a baal chesed. Even if deep down inside I'm ra, but I'm going to become a baal chesed. V'afilu shelo l'shem shamayim, even though I'm not doing l'shem shamayim, miyad yinate latov. Right, as the Gemara says, mitoch shelo l'shma baal l'shma. Ki acharei ha'pulos nimshachim halavavos. After our activities, our actions are pulled our hearts. And the opposite also. Rachmana l'tzlan, afilu mi adam tzadikam, or ulvavo yashav etam, a person is a total tzadik. But he spends his whole day doing evil activities. Spends all day doing ra. Be'emesim kol esko tamin kol ayom ba'osa umnis yashu lezmam and azmanim mitzidkas libo lios rasha gomer. Right, he will ultimately end up being a rasha if he spends his day doing rishus. This is the famous thought of the Sefer Achinuch. Acharei pulos imshachas alavavos. He says this also many mitzvahs, but just one other example: tzadik tes mitzvah of the kohanim wearing special big day kahuna. What's the big deal, asked the Sefer HaChinuch? Since when do we focus on chitzonius? Since when do we care about what people wear? The answer is, says the Sefer HaChinuch, we act differently based on what we're wearing. If we're wearing something formal, we act differently than if we're wearing pajamas. We act differently. Why do we act differently? Right? You get up in the morning, if you spend your whole day in pajamas, the second we get dressed, we're already a different person. Why? Because acharei pa'ulos imshachas alavavos. We're influenced by the activities that we are involved in. Again, this comes up many, many places. He also says it by the isser of not having cut stones on the mizbeach. Again, we're influenced in mitzvah mem. This is an idea that he goes over and over again. The Ramban, it's a well-known Ramban, in the Parshas Bo, asks the same question. Why are there so many mitzvahs? Zeich Letzias Mitzrayim. So the Chinuch says, because we want Acharei Pulos Nimshachos Alavavos. We want to be influenced and really remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Ramban goes one step further. Why Dafki Yetzias Mitzrayim? What about Matan Torah? Maybe we have one mitzvah to remember Matan Torah. What about the walls of Yericho falling down? What about the Ananei HaKavod? We have one mitzvah. Yetzias Mitzrayim gets so many. It's out of proportion. 15 mitzvahs, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the closest event gets two or one. Says the Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban says, Ata omer lecha klal batam mitzvahs rabos. I'm going to explain to you why there are so many mitzvahs that are zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because there are many types, and we don't have time to read the whole thing, but the Ramban explains that there are many types of Ovdei Avodah Zarah in the world. Throughout history, there are some people that deny God totally, Rachmana Litzlan. Some people say there was never a creator. Kofrim be'ikr v'omrim ki ha'olam kadmo. The world was always here. Others say, of course not. The world couldn't just be here. Right? Look around. There's Seder in the world. There hadn't been a creator, but he's not around anymore. He's a busy God. He went somewhere. He created the world, but then he left. Others say that he created the world, and he knows, but he's not all powerful. He can't do whatever he wants. Says the Ramban, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in one fell swoop, undermine all of these false beliefs? In a second, if he performs a nes, a miracle. The second that God performs a miracle, in one moment, that proves there was a creator, he knows, and he's all powerful. That's the koach of a nes. Kasher yirtzo ha'elokim be'edo b'yachid, v'yasi imam mofes b'shinu min hago shel olam b'tivo, all these days fall to the ground. Because the miraculous event, Moreh, reflects. Says the Ramban, if there's a nace that occurs, then that's it. You can't argue with that. And the Ramban continues at the end in his famous lines, and he says, we have to believe, as believing Jews, that everything in life is a miracle. Min hanisim hamagdolim hamafursamim adamoda benisim anistarim shaydi soda tarakula. That's what we have to believe, says the Ramban. We have to believe everything is miraculous. But it's the open miracles that undermine and prove false all of the Avodah Zarah out there. So therefore, says the Ramban, when was the most miraculous event, time period in history? It's Yes Mitzrayim. So therefore, we have so many mitzvahs to remember that, because throughout history, there's only hidden miracles every day. Waking up the morning are hidden miracles. We don't have the open miracles. So we have so many mitzvahs to remember that time period, so we really remember every single day is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, that's the Ramban asks the same question as the Sefer HaKenech here. Continuing a little bit more, Sefer HaKenech is continuing his idea of Achraya Pudlos Nimshachos HaLevavos. Al Kein Amru Chachamim Zechorinam Levracha. Quoting the Mishnah at the end of Makos, Ratz, the next page, Ratz HaKadosh Makom L'Zachas is Yisrael, L'Ficha Chir B'Lam Torah Mitzvahs. That's the pshat of the famous Rav Chanina ben Akasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Mizaka the Jewish people, so he gives them a lot of Torah Mitzvahs. Why is that a schus to have a lot of Torah Mitzvahs? K'dei L'Hadfis Bahen Kol Machshavo Seinu V'Lios Bahen Kol Eskeinu. The busier we are with Mitzvahs, the more the Mitzvahs are going to influence us. That's what it is. Lahetav lanu b'achriseinu. Ki v'mitoch ha'pulos ha'tovos, through the actions that we are involved in, anachnu nifalim lios tovim v'zochim l'chayei ad. We are influenced, and forevermore we become ba'alei mitzvos. Interesting, just derech agav, that mishnah at the end of Makkos, Radha Kodesh Baruch Hu Zachas Yisrael, so other Rishonim already asked the question as well. Why is it a schus to have 613? Right, just give us 10. Let us focus on 10. It's such a schus to have 613, so much work. So the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in the end of Makkos, last Pirshei Mishnayos in Makkos, says, because the ultimate in Avodas Hashem is to try to do a mitzvah perfectly. To do a mitzvah perfectly with perfect kavana, lishma, totally, only because Hashem commanded me to do it. How many of those do we do? Not so many. Most of the time we don't do mitzvahs so b'shleimus. But there's got to be some mitzvahs that we do perfectly. We all have different personalities. We all have different strengths. But there are so many mitzvahs. So there's got to be one or two, there's got to be some of them that we do perfectly. That's the Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachas Yisrael. It's a schus to have so many mitzvahs because some of them are going to do perfectly. That's the Rambam's pshat. The Netziv gives a different pshat, and then we'll finish up the mitzvah. The Netziv, this Netziv is in the Hemek She'ela in Kuf Samach Tes. Kuf Samach Tes, the Shilto says, what do you mean Hirba L'Antar Mitzvahs? When he gave us more, Hirba sounds like it was supposed to be only a certain amount, and he was Marba? What do you mean? It was a perfect unit. Perfect unit of 613. What do you mean he was marbet Torah mitzvahs? So Shizas the Netziv, it's part of a larger piece there. I mentioned this in other shiurim. Says the Netziv, once in a while the Torah goes out of its way to write the preparation of the mitzvah into the Torah itself. The mitzvah is to wear, the mitzvah is to put up a mezuzah on my door. What does the Torah say? Uchsavtam on mezuzah v'yisachav v'yishrecha. The writing. The mitzvah is to sit in the sukkah. What does the Torah say? Chagasukas ta'aselecha. Once in a while, the Torah says the hachana for the mitzvah in the Torah as well. Even though we do it anyway. Says the Netziv, you know why? Because those have the status of mitzvahs themselves. And even though the Torah Hashem didn't have to put it in, because we do it anyway, because we know we have to sit in the sukkah, the fact that he made those mitzvahs, that's the l'ficha achir b'lein Torah mitzvahs. That's the schus that we have. Things that we do anyway, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made into mitzvahs. L'mashal, he gives us a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, because we do that anyway. He knows that we would do it anyway. So that's two other ideas. What does that mishnah mean? Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachas Yisrael. We have the Sefer HaChinuch. We have the Rambam at the end of Makkos. And we have the Shiltos and Kuf Samach Tes. Weiter. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, L'chein atah, therefore my son, you, re'ei gam re'ei ma malachtecha v'eskecha, know what your malacha is. Your malacha is to be involved in mitzvahs as much as you can, because that will influence you. Okay, skipping down a paragraph, dini ha-mitzvah, there are various dinim of the mitzvahs, how much do you have to break, right, the Minchas Chenach goes into an Oz Dalid, that one is only chayiv if one breaks a bone that has a kezias of basar on it, not just a plain bone, it has to have some flesh on it, or at least flesh inside, moach. It has to have the substance inside that is somewhat edible, so that can't be a plain bone. It's got to be a bone that has something edible on it. Interesting, just to finish off the mitzvah, the mitzvah applies to men and women, and if somebody violates and breaks the bone of a tahar karban Pesach, one gets malchus. Interesting, Chizkuni. The Chizkuni quotes, one of the Rishonim, the Chizkuni quotes in Parshas Bo, that maybe part of the reason that there is a mitzvah, d'oraisa, to eat the afikomen, to eat the Karan Pesach al hasova, as we discussed already. We eat the Karan Pesach at the end of the meal. As we become satiated, we eat the Karan Pesach. Maybe that's because that is a preventative measure. If we eat the Karan Pesach at the beginning of our meal, we're starving, we've had to say it for a while, we'll eat it ravenously, we'll break the bones. Suggest the Chizkuni, maybe that's why we have the halacha of eating it al hasova, eating it when we're already satiated, because that we'll be eating slowly anyway. That's what's called a siyag d'oraisa. A din d'oraisa that helps us not violate another din d'oraisa. We're usually familiar with the concept of a siyag on a d'rabbanan level. Don't write with your left hand on Shabbos, the d'rabbanan says, because you don't come to write with your right hand. Don't eat chicken and milk, because you might come to eat meat and milk. Those are siyagim. Chacham make fences. Once in a while, about 10 or 15 examples of these, Rabbi Yosef Engel puts them all together, you have something called a siyag d'oraisa. A fence even on a d'oraisa level. Don't do A because you might come to do B. The Rambam says, hugging and kissing of an erva is usur d'oraisa. D'oraisa, lo sikri v'legalos erva. Because one might come to do more than that. We mentioned the Ran last week. The Ran says, the isra of having chametz in my house. Bal yor bayimatze. It's a siyag d'oraisa, so you don't come to eat chametz. Right? We won't hold treif in our house, so you can have chametz in your house. Many other examples of this, one more, the Kesef Mishnah writes on the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, maybe the Isser of cooking Basar B'chalav is a siyag, so you don't have to eat Basar B'chalav. But this goes on the list, the Chizkuni right here suggests that, in here in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Mem Vav, says the Chizkuni, maybe the Isser of Shviras Etzem is prevented by the mitzvah that we have of eating Karban Pesach al hasova. Okay, this is just some of the issues related to Shviras Etzem. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue on Sunday with the next mitzvah, and that is one more related to Karban Pesach, the Isser of not giving, or an Arel, not eating the Karban Pesach. Everybody should have a good Shabbos.